Constables play an important role in evictions in our state, but people often mistake them for police officers or sheriff's deputies. And the lack of awareness around who they are and what they do can result in a lack of oversight of these elected officers. In a new investigation for the Arizona Republic, housing insecurity and homelessness reporter Jessica Baim takes a deeper dive into constables, including questions surrounding the board that oversees them. Our co-host Lauren Gilger spoke with her more about it.
But I want to start with the very basics here, because I don't think people are honestly all that aware of what constables are, what they do. Give us that broad definition first.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think very few people are aware of what a constable is and does. Basically, they are the officers of the court. So they are people who enforce court orders. Most of the time, we get to know them through evictions. They're the people who actually come and are there to make sure that people leave an apartment when they're being evicted. They're there when the locks get changed. So if people have an encounter with a constable, that's generally what it will be.
Right, right. And as part of this investigation, you looked into the Constable Ethics Standards and Training Board. Give us a sense of what that board is and what they do.
Yeah, so the board is made up of a handful of different people, a couple of constables, someone from the property managers and landlords group. And basically, they oversee the training and any complaints against constables. So they make sure that constables complete their required, I believe it's 16 hours of training a year. And then if someone sends in a complaint about a constable, which happens pretty rarely, but often enough, I suppose, they will hear those complaints and decide on discipline if necessary.
But you found that this board in particular may have a potential conflict of interest in terms of the people who are consulting for it. Give us a sense of where this lies.
Sure. So what we found is that several years ago now, the state decided to not use state employees to provide the administration of the board and instead contract that service out. And the contractor they chose is a group called Capital Consulting. And the president of that group is also the CEO of the Arizona Multi-Housing Association, which is the largest and most powerful landlord lobbying group in the state. And some ethics experts we discussed this with kind of had their ears perk up on that because, of course, landlords are a part of the eviction process. And as we just discussed, constables play a pretty important role in that process.
Did we see any impact because of that or any potential impact examples perhaps of tenants getting evicted due to landlord groups putting pressure on the constables or the state board?
The Multifamily Association says that, of course, it does not happen. And the constables I spoke to, including ones that serve on the board, say that that does not play a role. What we can see from the data is that landlords who filed complaints with the board were more successful than renters who filed complaints with the board. Renters in the several years of data we reviewed, no renter who filed a complaint was ever successful in getting discipline towards that constable.
So it sounds like this is not necessarily an issue of illegality, but an issue of ethics, of the appearance of a conflict, which can mean a lot.
Right. Yeah. The experts and folks that we talked to really pointed out that an appearance of a conflict, especially when you're talking about a government entity, which the Constable Board is, can really do a lot to damage, the public perception of whether the government is working in the interest of the people.
One of the things you have mentioned a couple of times here, which I think is kind of the common thread through this investigation, right, is that so few people understand what constables are, what they do. And because of that, maybe some of these things, some of these issues have not been hashed out in the way that you're doing here. You also found in this investigation many examples of constables, for lack of a better phrase, behaving badly. What kinds of concerns does all of this raise?
Yeah, you know, what we were able to see is that this Constable Ethics Board that we've been talking about, while they've addressed some concerns, some pretty significant concerns have been brought to them, and their ability to discipline is pretty limited. They're able to basically write a letter and put it in their file or recommend that the Board of Supervisors in the Constable's County suspend them without pay. But on several occasions, they recommended that a constable retire because of their actions. And, you know, the constable is an elected position and they don't have to listen. And so we've found many examples of people who were asked to resign or, you know, have other forms of pretty significant punishment, but they are still serving as constables, or they at least continued to for a period of time.
All right. Jessica Boehm is housing insecurity and homelessness reporter for the Arizona Republic, joining us to talk more about her investigation into constables. Jessica, thank you so much for coming on the show and explaining this to us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.